Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So yeah, that time of the year is coming again. Winter marathon is coming closer and closer. And I would like to start with thanking you all again. And please accept my most humble obeisances. Vancha Kalpa Turukesha, Kripa Sindhu Vrayacha, Patita Pavane Vyo Vaishnavaya Vrama. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrki. So without further ado, let's start. So one very important thing on winter marathon, or on book distribution in general, is the moods that we carry ourselves. It's actually one of the most prominent, most important aspects of Sankirtan. It's not about what kind of lines you have. It's not about what's the quality of prasadam you have in your bag, but it's actually about the mood you perform in this activity. So I was recently in Vrindavan, and I had very good opportunity to serve in Andhra Prabhu's rooms. And I was dressing his deities and doing shalagram and puja every day. So it was quite amazing. And every day there was classes of Andhra Prabhu. For those of you who heard Andhra Prabhu's classes, very, very esoteric. Very esoteric. But he said one very, very interesting thing which really stuck in my head. And it was actually about book distribution. He was saying that if you go outside on book and distribute books in the mood of, let's say, being afraid of your authorities, or doing it also out of duty, you are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. You are doing devotional service, but in the mood of practicing this devotional service. But if your meditation changes, so what are the personalities which are actually bringing all the different jivas into the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna? Which are those personalities which facilitate the pastimes of Radha and Krishna? I didn't know this one. Sorry?
Goswamis,
okay. Anything? Who are the Goswamis in the Raja Leelas?
Manjaris,
Gopis. So, Andhra Prabhu was making the point, if your meditation on Sankirtan, on book distribution, is that let me attract these jivas, these individual souls which have been traveling throughout the 8,400,000 species of life, and let me attract them to the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna. If this is your mood, if this is your meditation, then everything changes. The whole organ changes. So before we start, all of our humble attempts are based on the mercy and instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, one must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master, and in the association of sacred persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord. So it's not like you should do it alone. When you read this quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, seventh canto, you see that spiritual master is very much present, and also sainted personalities and devotees are very much present. So simultaneously, in the same way, Sankirtan is the service of not you being alone. It's a service when sainted personalities are standing next to you, and the spiritual master is right in your heart with his instruction. So you are never alone on book distribution. That should be very much clear. So as I was preparing for this class, I was thinking, actually many months ago, it was Govinda Prabhu who actually started bringing this in one of his classes, something called sutras. So sutras are kind of like a small portion which encapsulate very vast amount of knowledge. So I got this inspiration from these sutras, so I'll try to pronounce it correctly. Jigna sa swada navadhi. Curiosity pushes one to taste things. So one of the good things about Sankirtan devotees is that when we speak to personalities, when we speak to people on the street, what we actually try to present, we try to arouse their curiosity about spiritual path. And how do you do that? How do you arouse the curiosity of others? You try to present philosophy of Krishna consciousness in a very much relevant way. Srila Prabhupada was always indicating to people, you have to be relevant. Krishna consciousness is relevant. Krishna conscious philosophy is not something which is only in the temple. It's not a temple worship. It's a place and philosophy which has answers for everything, right? There are so many problems in the modern day and age. And you know what? Krishna conscious philosophy has an answer. Srila Prabhupada's books, they have an answer. So you have to be the person who brings the curiosity in others to actually study and engage in this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So that's one of the things we should always remember. Bring the curiosity about Krishna within the hearts of others. Tarka pratisthanat. Transcendental topics cannot be understood by argument or logic. So what you're delivering on the street, you're delivering to people your emotion, your philosophical and your heartfelt connection with the Supreme Lord. And this will not happen with argument and logic. It's funny that it comes for me because I am a personality, a person who kind of goes sometimes in the argumentative way on the streets. But I learned my lesson. The best way to actually absorb Krishna consciousness is by example, by us being wonderful persons, by us being very loving and caring Vaishnavas. And this is what actually attracts people. It's not your level of argumentative and logic. In some cases, yes, but majority is about what do you project as a person? What is your character? How do you attract the attention of these personalities on the streets? So don't get into arguments. That's one of the things. Don't waste the energy and don't go into arguments. Rather be humble and tolerant and meek. Say thank you for your time. If you're not interested, can you just say Hare Krishna at least? Can you say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
And in this way, they will leave with the Maha Mantra of their time. So that's a good benefit, no? And the third point, Nami Bhakta Pranashyati. My devotee never perishes. So this is a very important thing. Since in 1970, and please correct me if I'm wrong, 1972. Since 1972, when Winter Marathon was officially inaugurated in Los Angeles Temple, it was very much game of numbers, right? How much you distributed, how much you collected, how many people you approached. But have we ever asked a question, what character you developed? Right? What glue do you have? Who you are as a person? Have you changed because of Sankirtan? Have your heart melted? Have you been crying for the living entities, for the souls on the street, which they never met Krishna? They've never been in Vrindavan? They never reciprocated with the spiritual master? So this is very important. And this is not quantifiable, unfortunately. So one very important thing we should always remember, even if you're seemingly unsuccessful in book distribution, you are very, very successful eternally. And Krishna very much reciprocates with that. So please never forget that. Even if seemingly nothing happens, the massive transition and massive change in your heart happens. Because you go out and you put yourself in the field of Maya, saying, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, here I am. Please engage me in your loving devotional service. Allow me to attract these souls. So please never forget that. I was reading this very beautiful section of Jagat Dharma in the chapter 11. Just to give you a bit of a background, this is a story where Lord Chaitanya is actually discussing with one Muslim, one personality from the Mohammedan tradition. Does anyone have a mic, please, on that? Who's got the mic? Anyone who can actually see it correctly and can kind of read it out. Maybe Achyuta, you have very good angle. Get the mic, go to Achyuta Prabhu, and you can read it out for us. Can you do that, please?
I'm actually not very good at reading.
You're actually not very good at reading.
Is there anyone?
Anyone around this English Achyuta Prabhu? Probably in the back, raise your hand. You can also see them as you.
Gaura Chandra. The people in general are grateful to God. Whether they sin or not, they have faith in the supremacy of God and they bow down before the wonders that are displayed in this world. Promoted by their gratitude to God, the ignorant aborigines bow down before the sun, the river, the mountain, or anything that is very big and grand. They offer themselves to these things and they reveal their hearts to them. Although there is certainly a great difference between spiritual love for the God and the worship of material things, But divided people who show their gratitude to God by bowing down before these material things gradually attain a good result. Therefore, if you see with the eye of reason, you will not blame them for worshipping material things. If one meditates on a formless, all-pervading God, or if without any spiritual love one offers namaz prayers, or other prayers, then how is that different from worshipping a cat? It is our idea that one should do whatever is necessary to arouse one's love for God. If those neophytes are mocked or attacked, then the path of gradual spiritual advancement will be blocked. Dogmatic people refuse to honor the followers of other religions. They mock and attack people who do not worship in the same way they do. They make a great mistake. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jiva Dharma, Chapter 11.
Yes, thank you very much. It's a very interesting point. One of the very important moves we should have in book distribution is not to actually diminish whatever spiritual attributes and devotion these other personalities have. Right, actually, on the other hand, we should take whatever these personalities, whatever the people possess, and enhance it, make it grow, make it bigger, make it wider, make it stronger, make it more devotional, make it more personal, but never ever diminish. That's not the duty of the Sankirtan devotees. This is a very important message we should all learn on book distribution. Many times, there was a generation of Sankirtan devotees in the past, maybe some decades ago, years ago, when they really sort of pushed themselves to the edge. And we have a very simple term, they burned out. So the reason why we burned out is that either we don't have faith in the process, or we push ourselves without truly understanding our boundaries, still as embodied personalities, as embodied souls, or we don't understand what is the goal. We speak about marathons, we're not speaking about sprints, right? So, Sankirtan is not activity for 1 month, or rather for its inclination for the rest of the life. So we can ask ourselves a few questions. Why we constantly desire to give up literature? Why we perform self-imposed austerities? And why do we bother people? Right? We just read that we should not diminish sort of a spiritual culture of others. Yet here we are, trying to still, and still desiring to give up literature. So, yesterday there was very wonderful points mentioned by Mother Vishakha, which are really, really resonated with. And that these purports of Srila Prabhupada, or Bhaktivedanta purports, they are carrying the ecstasy, the transcendental realization of Srila Prabhupada on each verses of the Bhagavad Gita and the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam respectively. So if you look at these 3 points, this taste in Sankirtan, faith in the process, and taste in steadiness and attachment. So we need to break this barrier of thinking that book distribution or Sankirtan or Harinam is activity which it's attacking us as personalities, as devotees. It's activity when you go out and you share what you have. You're sharing the realizations that you have within Krishna consciousness. And this should be an activity which is based on love, devotion, and respect to the predecessors and chariots. So we would like to, rehabilitate this mood. And one of the ways to do this is actually going in groups. That we should go together, we should never go alone in distribution. You always need a good Sankirtan partner. You always need some good encouragement from the senior devotees. So those of you who can go, please go. Those of you who cannot go, think again, and then think second and third time. And if you cannot really go, then try to help those which are able to go. So, actually, this presentation is inspired by Vaisheshika Prabhu. Vaisheshika Prabhu gave a very wonderful presentation on the moods of Sankirtan, of book distribution, and how it encapsulates really important 3 angas of devotional life. So we can ask ourselves, right? We are still in the material world, and within the material world, there's always something which we call calculation. We are always calculating everything. What is the impact? What is the benefit? What is the negativity? What can I get out of it? And it's okay. Don't worry. It's completely fine. I will be fully honest. It's difficult to do book distribution. And I probably wouldn't do it if it wouldn't be so much benefit there for me as well. There's a lot of blessings within book distribution. It's tough, but the benefits, I don't know, surpasses it a lot. So yeah, let's ask ourselves, what are the benefits? So I was reading recently this very beautiful letter by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada. And within this letter, there have been very wonderful points as he, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, emphasized to his son. Some of the points. If you practice Krishna consciousness, or if you distribute spiritual literature, or if you practice Harinam Sankirtan, one thing will 100% come. That is humility. But humility will come in majority of aspects in the form of, to a certain degree, being humiliated. Right? Sankirtan is an activity, it's an activity of rejection, and you prepare yourself for that. For those of you who have experience, it's constant rejection. Waves and person after person saying no, no, no. Those which are polite say, well, no, thank you. But it's constant rejection after rejection. So what does teaches us? Perseverance, humility in our endeavor. And then that one person will come and you say, oh wow, what is this? What is this book? Looks cool, looks nice. Oh, look, there's a forearm Vishnu, and in the back there is an atom or a molecule. That's amazing, what is it? Well, my friend, this is a science of self-realization. You should take one, it will do you good. So humility is a very important aspect of Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. All of us, we want to attract mercy. We want to attract attention of who? One of the most important person in our life. Who is that? Spiritual master. Guru Kripa cannot be equal with any amount of wealth presented in the three material worlds. No amount of wealth can actually give you as the mercy of the spiritual master. So if you wish to do book distribution, prepare yourself for receiving big dose of mercy of the spiritual master. Dependence. On book distribution, on Harinam, one thing you will definitely realize, and that is, you are not the doer. You are not the doer. And this is a very interesting thing and very difficult to digest. Why? I remember there were days when I was buzzing, right? I had all these lines, I had all the energy, all the stamina, I was just pumping unbelievable philosophy to people. And just presenting in such an eloquence, and I thought, yeah, this is good, I'm solid. You know what? Not a single one person took action. And then there was a day when it was raining, I was not really even interested in book distribution. I just raised my hand, it's like, hey, I'm giving these books, so you want one? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh wow, okay, what is this? And then another person, it's like, excuse me, you look like you're rushing, so anyway, don't bother, but I'm just giving these books about meditation. Meditation, I'm a yoga teacher, can I have 10? It's like, oh wow, this is interesting. So, you're always, or we're trying to be always dependent on the Lord. One of the most important things is that you put yourself in a situation where you can be utilized as an object. You can be utilized as a tool. You can be actually there to offer the actual service. And that helps you, that helps us to be dependent on the mercy of the Lord. And this is very interesting though. Service to Srila Mayapur. What is this connection with Sankirtan book distribution? Well, we are in a movement of Lord Chaitanya. When you're giving a book, you're not only giving words and pages and pictures and philosophy. But what you're actually giving, what you're actually offering is consciousness. Right? Those which are devotees, those which are saintly personalities, like Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas, they are actually considered to be walking dhams. Their consciousness is on the level of the spiritual dham. They can bring Vrindavan They can bring Mayapur. So what are you actually offering to people? You're offering to them consciousness of Srila Mayapur. You are expanding the Dham by offering literature. Mayapur is not only in West Bengal. Mayapur is wherever there is a group of devotees of the Lord. Whenever they're discussing Krishna Katha. So you're not giving only books, but you're giving tickets to expand Srila Mayapur. You're helping people to expand Srila Mayapur. And this is instruction from Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Bhaktisiddhanta. Ever expand Srila Mayapur. Always engage in glorifying Srila Mayapur. Now the last point is service to the Acharyas. They're physically not present anymore, but they're very, very much present in the instructions, in the moods, in the desire, in the activities that we perform. So if you take up book distribution, Sankirtan, you're not only offering service to a spiritual master, to the holy Dham, you're not developing only different holy characteristics, but also you're serving to the Acharyas. And this is one of the entry points or qualifications for us to come to the spiritual world. Following the footpath of the Acharyas, of great sacred personalities. So one of the things which I think are very important and ultimately are the goal of book distribution is actually to develop good meditation, right? To have a good sadhana, to have a good consciousness. As we presented the activity of the mood or why we're doing it, meditation or bhajan is very, very important for Sankirtan. The next step is exchange. We go on a book distribution, we speak with different personalities and we exchange. But don't think about exchange. There's different types of exchanges, right? There's different types of association. We are giving. We are not accepting. We are not interested in the pollution of the modern age of Kali. We are not interested in the ideas of people of how to get more sense gratification, how to get more intoxicated, how to be more enjoyable. Rather, our exchange is, what can I offer to you? Evaluate. When you're a book distribution, you think about what is the position and consciousness of the individual, right? So tell me something about yourself. You study, have you ever came across meditation? Have you ever tried chanting? Have you ever tried kirtan? No, no problem. That's fine. This exact book, and then you have different palette of books, different books which are all for some spiritual elevation. So you always evaluate what is the stage and consciousness of the person you meet here. And transform. We will come to that later in that part, but transformation is actually the real goal of the distribution. I believe very much so that these books are a medium. These books are a medium. Medium to transform the hearts of others. I believe if Srila Prabhupada, in the age which he was presenting Krishna consciousness, if some other means were much more popular to attract other souls, then he will also invest in that. If people being in the 21st century and if the real means of exchanging information will be, let's say, giving USB sticks or CDs or whatnot, then I'm sure Prabhupada will go down for that. So transformation is the real goal and the books are the medium for that. So this is the model. Meet people. Meditation, exchange, evaluate and transform. Supported by verse. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he. Nor will there ever be one more dear who actually preach to devotees and to other entities about the glories of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Any questions so far? We're going to move on. Everyone okay? The dim lights, you don't feel sleepy because of this? Should we open windows? Everything is okay? Alright, let's continue. We also have a drama very soon coming. Sankirtan service. I'm sure Krishna will help you more and more because you are a sincere servant of Krishna. He blessed your endeavor and everything will be all right gradually. And it will be a great enlightenment for you how God helps those who help themselves, especially in the service of God. So Sankirtan is a service, right? By the way, this is quotation from Srila Prabhupada. I just forgot to put the letter to whom it was addressed. So as I mentioned before, not everyone is able to be on the front lines. Not everyone is ready to receive the bashing from the monks. No problem. I would like to also show a very great gratitude to a wonderful team of all the devotees which are helping. Those which are supporting the traveling Sankirtan teams or those which are helping with very important thing. The army marches on. So thank you so much. There was a wonderful team of Vaishnavis in our congregation which actually really helped the traveling Sankirtan teams. And also those of you which will be traveling, we also bake a lot of cookies. And prasadam is a very important thing for us. So thank you very much. Book logistics, how can you distribute books if you don't have them? So we would like to also offer our heartfelt thanks to all the devotees which have been helping with handling all these books. To Dikshu Prabhu especially, who's been working tirelessly. Social media, right? This day, majority of people spend hours and hours on their phones and computers. So it's good to tap into that. And most importantly, thank you for all your prayers. Thank you to all the devotees who are praying for Sankirtan, for book distributors. So one of the important things is that Sankirtan is not a holiday activity. And holidays, we don't mean only December, we don't mean only... I understand majority are grihasthas or householders and the time is very limited. But more than limited time, there is a consciousness which you want to develop. So Sankirtan is not a holiday activity, it's a consciousness. As much as we want to be Krishna conscious, as much as we want to be Prabhupada conscious, as much as we want to be, as much as we are Rupa Nugas, we should also be Sankirtan conscious. How can I always have a couple of books within my pocket, in my purse, in my backpack, in my rucksack? And whenever the opportunity arises, I can always distribute these books. So there are a few questions which I would like to ask all of you individually. One thing which I always meditate and the reason why I'd like to go on the distribution is that know what a great impact Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita did in my life. So maybe we can ask the questions in the audience and if you can share some testimonies. How Prabhupada's book changed your life? Which part of your life this transcendental literature entered and created great damage in your life, right? Because these spiritual books, they are weapons. What they do, normal sort of ballistic fire weapons, what they do, they destroy the body. But our spiritual transcendental literature destroys not only the gross body, but the subtle body as well. It dissolves the material intelligence, the false ego, and the mind. And all the thing which lasts is only the spirit soul. So these are really tools of mass destruction. That's why they say, right, soldiers in the Lord Chaitanya's army. We do a lot of damage. So anyone would like to share quickly, shortly, sweetly and briefly, how did this book change their life? There's a hands up over there in the back, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, please.
For me, it's reminded me to do seva.
Service.
Yeah, and it's our duty not to be attached to the priest.
So that's what the
problem of the Triyata, not to be attached to the priest of your activities.
Jai, thank you very much. Okay, let's continue. When we want to please someone, we should always learn what the other person desires. Right, there's this beautiful pastime with Bhakti Chaur Maharaj. Was it that Prabhupada asked for orange juice? And Bhakti Chaur Maharaj was like, "Oh, we don't have orange juice, can I offer you something else? Would you like something else, something different?" Prabhupada said, "No, I want orange juice." So if you bring to a person milk, even if the topmost quality or the best lemonade, is that what he desires? So we need to ask ourselves, what is the desire of Srila Prabhupada? That is spread Krishna consciousness. Make people Krishna conscious. Make this movement grow. Make people actually happy. And also bring all of these personalities back to the spiritual realm. How do you do that? Majority of things, giving them knowledge and understanding via spiritual books. How to be active in our community? How to be active? And we have very, very, actually we have a lot of personalities, devotees, like Vrindavan, Chandra Prabhu, Kesha Gokula, Nanda Prabhu, Divyananda Prabhu, and many other devotees which are heading up wonderful congregation and helping us, Rasikarodhu, which are helping the congregation to distribute Prabhupada's books. So there's a lot of opportunities to get in touch. More information will be provided later. How can I grab the mercy? The mercy is already there. The thing is, are we ready to reach out and grab it? And where will I find the time? We'll get to that later. Do you like, by the way, the presentation? This actually helped me to go through university. This is very attractive. It's not typical PowerPoint, it's called present. I recommend it, it's pretty nice. Where does the charity start, right? Srila Prabhupada was always saying the charity starts at home. So this is in letter to Mukunda, December to Mukunda Goswami, 28th of December 1971. Now please, just remain very serious in pursuing your proper goal of life by sticking to the pure standard of routine work like chanting, reading, rising early, cleansing nicely, going on street sankirtan whenever possible like that. Then I promise you, you will not fail to be really happy in this life and in the end, reach the supreme destination. Prabhupada said, I promise you. Prabhupada said, I promise you. I give you my promise, my word, that if you follow this strict, regimented lifestyle, you can reach the supreme destination. And above that, even, you can be happy. Right? Who doesn't want to be happy? I want to be happy. So priorities. What are the priorities in life? Actually, there's one devotee, his name is Tanmay. My first week in Brahmachari Ashram, we've been just talking in the locker room, and I asked him, Tanmay, what do you think is the most important thing in spiritual life? And he just said, I'll answer you in one word, prioritizing. And I was thinking, that's pretty solid. I like that. And for the last 6 years, it actually became one of my meditations, one of my sutras. To encapsulate spiritual life, the answer is prioritizing. Priority. What are your priorities? And that's it. That's everything you need to know about spiritual life. Priority. What is your priority? So we have many different things to do. Puja, reading, family, work, temple life, writing, sankirtan classes, this and that, chanting. So which position is book distribution your priority? And that answers everything. So that's for you to answer. And there are some other things here, other points. How much we are willing to offer. What lies beyond the comfort zone. One thing which I really like about sankirtan book distribution, it pushes us. It pushes me. Right? You are in a situation where you are actually, you must be dependent on Krishna. You cannot be dependent fully on your sort of attributes, but you, Krishna will push you to be dependent. And you know what? The rounds then are so sweet. When you actually realize, when you're bereft of all the things you are, all the things you think you are, you're bereft of that. And the chanting is very sweet. When you chant with the Buddha, please, please help me. I'm utterly useless. You gave me this opportunity to serve in the book distribution area, but I'm useless. Please help me. It's very sweet. Sankirtan program. So, for those of you who know or ever done traveling Sankirtan, these are some of the things that we recommend for those of you who are planning to go book distribution. Take a good rest. Book distribution doesn't start on the moment you hit the street and start distributing books. No. It's activity which actually starts way beyond that. It starts, we can say, minimize it day before. It starts when you go to bed early, and you can rise early as well. Rest, very important thing. So we are going on traveling Sankirtan now, which means very regimented lifestyle. Meaning means 8 to 10 hours of service on the street, therefore there's no time for spacing out. And rest is the rarest commodity. Cleanliness, right? I know sometimes book distribution or for those which are traveling Sankirtan or those which will engage, things can get quite intense and difficult, but cleanliness is very important. So take your morning cold shower if you can, warm shower, whatever suits you, and whatever clothes you want to wear, whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever you feel like this is what you're presenting, then do that. Third point, chanting your Dharma. Right? You need to have a good armor, a good ammunition. And those rounds will actually be your saving grace. So if you really invest a lot of intention to your japa, it actually reflects on your distribution. Right? The tolerance you have, the patience, determination, everything reflects within your japa period. Prasadam. Very important thing. You need to have good, solid prasadam. And I remember this, as mentioned here. Sometimes when it's raining, cold, people are not really interested. You just have some 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you sit down and you take some nice loving prasadam and everything changes. So I recommend for those of you who will go for distribution, make sure you have wonderful food with you, spiritual sometimes. Good Sankirtan partner. It is recommended, especially for brahmacharis, to never go alone. But who wants to be alone with the distribution? Always have someone, some partner in crime, someone you can rely on, and someone you can do the book distribution with. It's very, very crucial. The bigger the group, the better. If there is Harinam there, better. If there's prasadam distribution, the best. Shishi Radha Gopalananda ki. Shishi Sitaram Lakshmananaman ki. Shishi Gornitaa ki. So now I'm going to gear up a bit and speed up because the drum is coming very, very quickly, very soon. Have I skipped this one? So coming to an end with the main informations. So we start on the 1st of December. That's the original on the first date of Sankirtan. There will be some adjustment for the congregation. Everything will be, we'll keep you updated. We're finishing on the 24th of December. There will be a lot of facilities and opportunities for all of us to be trained. Actually, 10 a.m. in the Bhakti Lounge, we're going to have a Sankirtan training, book distribution training. We're going to share some ideas and tips and the ways that you can get engaged or you can get with other groups for book distribution. Contact details will be provided. There are different personalities in our congregation which are overseeing different parts of Sankirtan. Everything will be provided. And very, very, very important and crucial part is retreat. I'll speak about that more, but basically we distribute these books, but we also try to attract these lovely souls for a very specific event, which I will share, and website. Majority of our information will be on the Krishna Temple website. Now our goals. This is what we're aiming for. So first of all, how many books we want to distribute? We've been thinking, to make it nice and not too much. So we've been thinking 50,000 books. Haribol! Can we do that? Can we do 50,000 books? By Shishika Prabhu, we wanted to distribute how many worldwide?
3 million
Bhagavad Gitas. And Bhaktivedanta Nanda would like to offer 25,000 Bhagavad Gitas as an offering to this world endeavor. And 25,000 will be the rest of the other books. To invite minimum 150 people for our retreat, which will take place in the Haveli on the 7th of January 2023. Third point, to offer 16 hours from the devotees in congregation. It's 24 days. 16 hours. You can do it in stretch, 16 hours in one go, or if you wish, you can divide it in different days. And to get 300 devotees from our congregation to participate in the winter offer. I think those are reasonable numbers. I think we can do that. I thought we can do much, much, much more. And I'm sure we will. So there will be different personalities to contact. As I said, there will be contact numbers offered. So these little stick figures are different devotees. Divyanand Prabhu is there, David Prabhu, which very graciously offered himself to help out to giving out the books during the winter marathon. Tamil Prabhu, he said that he will collect the scores as we usually do. And Kesha Gopal Ananda Prabhu will be organizing what to do. But there will be much, much more numbers and ways to get in touch. So give us some work for that. Okay, what else we have? Okay, so we've been thinking, what's the actual theme of this winter marathon? What's the name of this winter marathon, right? So who actually grabbed the three things which we went through? The three points or three topics which we discussed?
Mood.
I will give you a hint. All of them start with S in the beginning.
Sadhana.
Sadhana, okay. Seva. Seva, yeah. And third one?
Sleep.
No, not sleep. Sangha Seva Sadhana. So within book distribution, within Sankirtan, all these three things are always present. You have association of devotees. You have service. Service is given. It's right there. And also good, solid practice. Sankirtan Sadhana encapsulate all that you need within your spiritual life. So this 2022 Winter Marathon, Sangha Seva Sadhana. And as I mentioned, retreat. So once Parshuram Prabhu said, there are no retreats, only forward. So we will go forward, and we always try to go forward. And one of the best ways to go forward is to actually invite these people, these lovely souls which we meet on the street, to come back to Vedanta Nagar. I don't know if you can see it. So now what we can do, if I can request you to distribute these bookmarks to the devotees. So these bookmarks, every single person, all of you, which will go out on book distribution, and we'll be collecting some books here from the matter, please get in touch with David, and David will always give you some. So this well-being retreat is meant for newcomers. It's meant for those persons, those devotees, those people which are not yet devotees, they're not aware of that yet. And we try to facilitate it in such a way that it, okay, I'll be honest, and please forgive me. A lot of people think this is a Hindu temple. A lot of personalities think that this is a Hindu temple. I don't think so. I think this is a temple for Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And as such, anyone and everyone is welcome to come. This specific retreat is hatted and presented in such a way that new people don't feel always frightened by the culture, right? Let's be honest. Majority of our congregation is not Westerners as such, right? So what we aim in this time to prepare such a wonderful festival that people feel attracted and feel that Bhaktivedanta Amana is a home for everyone, anyone and everyone. It's not a cultural thing, it's a thing of the soul, right? It's a thing of a soul, it's a spiritual activity. So this well-being festival is for newcomers. So these are some of the points which we're planning to prepare. There will be a yoga session, cow therapy, right? We love cows, so we give others an opportunity to milk them, feed them. Keshav Maharaj, he haven't said yes yet, but cross fingers that he will give the main talk. Vegetarian feast, because Kirtan, philosophy, and Prashadam is a very big part of that. It starts on the 7th, of January. And it will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So please, if you have any friends, colleagues, well-wishers, anyone who might be interested, invite them. It's free of charge. It's free of charge. And we're aiming actually for 200 people. I was thinking, let me present 150. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. So thank you so much for your wonderful time and your attention. This is Winter Marathon 2022. Hopefully we can present this for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, the Lordships, and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Winter Marathon 2022
jai.
Transcendental Book Distribution ki
jai.